So moved.
So moved, second, please, second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Chishewala, seconded by Councilman Cruz, to come out of executive, no discussion, please. Let's call for the question.
Councilman Chishewala?
Yes.
Councilman Cruz?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Thank you, we are out of executive, we have no element coming out of our executive time. We're going to run down to old business, I have the RFP, Mrs. Thomas is here. I think that what we're going to do is wait on the last element for the RFPs and bring them to us Wednesday. Are you going to be able to send it ahead of time to the council?
I hope so, we have sent our RFPs out to be rated.
Yes.
And when we get the ratings back, then we'll have the most qualified bid. And hopefully I'll have that before Wednesday, we're still waiting for one to come back. Because in the holiday season, I'm expecting, since we're close tomorrow, we may not have till Monday. Should be ready.
Could she still come up and answer a few questions?
Please, Mrs. Thomas. Thank you.
We're not all in the same loop, I don't think, on what's been done. First off, how many proposals do we have to be rated?
Three.
Three. And we have seen one that was shared with us, and they were wanting to do an amended one that had to do with only doing a portion of it at this time and evaluate how that went, that sort of thing. Are there others proposals for the whole thing?
I haven't seen them. The RFP was broken down into elements of the scope of the grant because the grant did not have enough funds to cover the entire scope the way it was written.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned that anybody shared or not came in and shared with you all prior to submitting their bid, but what's done is done, you know.
Well, I have another question.
No, just keep going.
I have another question about the process. I understand that you've sent it out to be evaluated on the separate bids.
Right.
But I have a concern that since we're not, perhaps, as you say, the funding wasn't there for the whole thing, and I anticipated that. I figured that maybe we were asking for more, but I didn't know whether, you know, I didn't want to ask for less until after we'd had somebody tell us, you know, that they couldn't do it or what they could do for that money. How can somebody else, who's not us, evaluate whether the bids, even though they're there, are even going to cover what we want to do?
The bids were, the selection and evaluation criteria for the bids was in the RFP. If you'd like, I can read them to you so you can understand what they'll be rated on.
Okay, please.
One was the individual firm qualifications and their experience in providing services to Native American tribes. That was 25 points. The project team, the expertise of the members of the team, the roles and responsibilities, the resources and tools available. That was 20 points. Your firm's understanding of the project along with your approach for providing necessary services. That was 15 points. A narrative regarding the location of the firm in regards to the proximity of the Osage Nation and your familiarity with the area. Evaluation of the firm's approach to the scope of services will be based on an understanding of each task and deliverable provided, the work plan for each service, and an understanding of the broker's fiduciary responsibilities. That was 15. Five contacts of your references. Provide at least five contacts your firm works with that have roughly the same characteristics as Osage Nation, such as population, multiple locations, geographic area, funding, and tribal entity. That's 5 points. Compensation. List a total not to exceed fees, including expenses to accomplish the scope of services with your preferred method of remuneration for your services. Specify any fees, commissions, or compensation received or paid to others. Clearly indicate what services, if any, fall outside this level of compensation. That was 15 points. And Osage ownership, not less than 51% was 5%.
Okay. I do recall seeing those and what it was, but mine was more nuts and bolts kind of thing, since we're, or, forgive me for asking questions about this process, because I'm new to it, and I'm not asking this for, got to, but I ask you to inform me. After they've done their scoring on this list, it's gonna come to us then to use that scoring as a tool on deciding which one we might want, is that how this will work?
That'll be the most qualified bid, yes.
Excuse me, say that again.
That will be, the rating will show which was, they was selected as the most qualified firm.
But that piece of information is not contingent upon us to accept that one necessarily, if they're not meeting the needs that we wanted it to have to begin with, their modified bid, if indeed the others have a modified plan over what was the original.
Right, you can look at that, I haven't even seen the bid, so I don't know how that came in, I don't know if there was anybody that bid, you could bid the whole total project, or you could select certain things. I think what's gonna be really guiding that is what the cost is, because if the cost is more than the grant money, then I think the council will want to consider whether you want to supplement it to provide the additional money to get the service.
Right, so. We shouldn't have to supplement anything.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is this, I don't know who your committee is that's evaluating it, but we are not tied to accepting their.
You have to justify it if you don't accept the most qualified bid.
Who opens the bids?
Ma'am?
Who opens the bids?
The bids are, it's all done under our procurement office, Tammy Lieber is in charge of procurement, and she opens all the bids.
Did you have another one, Stephanie? I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, no, I just, everything that usually is done for us has always been done in here for us, when they open the bids, so we see what they are firsthand, you know, I don't know. Why they do stuff, it's like we don't count, they come in, they took over, they told us how we're gonna do this and do that, now they've got bids. I don't know what she set out for the requirements for the bids, and now she's saying that when, you know, if the bids are more than that, we're gonna have to chunk up some money. Yeah. So what's up with that?
Councilman Crumb and Councilman Bear.
What can we see? When will we be able to see? Kind of following up on that is exactly what I was gonna ask next anyway. When will we be able to see these bids?
As soon as they get rated, I'll have.
We can't see them before they're rated?
No, because we're trying to make this a fair and competitive process.
We don't get to choose anyway which one it is, so why couldn't we be able to look at them and start doing our research on them now?
Because we're going through this procurement process for the Osage Basin, and I would like to respond that I did send the RFP out to all the council members.
We did hear.
Including the ad for advertisement, along with the dates of the process, so.
I agree, you did all that.
I also would like to clarify that this came through the Osage Nation, this was self-governance money, we had to amend our self-governance contract to accept this grant award. And so that's why it's going through the Osage Nation procurement process rather than the Minerals Council procurement process.
And that's why I actually declined to be on some of the accreditation of the ratings.
Right.
And that, I know the council asked about that, but I handled that in executive. I know what we can and can't do as a council.
Right.
And you can and can't do as in your division.
I'd like to clarify something here. We actually applied for it.
That's correct.
And the nation commandeered it.
That's correct.
To come in and take it over. So, I don't know, but.
I'm sorry, Councilwoman.
Yeah, I was supposed to speak next, and she stole my thunder. But that's basically what happened.
A cloud goes twice.
We applied for the money, why should we have to supplement income or come up with other income?
If there's enough income to cover one of the scopes that you want to accomplish, you won't.
And so what happens if we don't? Does the nation come in then and supplement it and say, hey, it's really ours now totally? What?
No.
How is that gonna work? We can turn them down and go with a lesser bidder?
Depends on how the bids come in and what the cost is. I haven't, like I said, I haven't seen it.
How much money is the nation gonna take off of our grant to do this?
The nation's not taking any money off of your grant. The only thing that we've paid for is the advertising out of the admin expenses that was in the grant. That's it.
So, okay, grant money out of the grant to run the advertisement.
As a deliverable.
Okay.
Councilwoman, and then Councilman.
Do you remember talking to me, it's probably about a month ago on the phone? I called, and it was a Saturday you called me, and I returned the call to you. You were up here working. Do you remember telling me at that time that if the bid went over, that if we could come up with $25,000 for it?
I just said an amount.
Okay, but my point is, that's an indication to me that you already know that it's gonna be over the amount of what we got.
No, ma'am, I do not know that.
That's what I'm saying. Can they not open the bids in front of us?
They've already been opened.
Opened?
Isn't that what you said?
They've
already been opened.
We had two choices here. This is the best option, the two bad options.
I never think that it's a bad option for the Minerals Council to take care of Minerals Council business.
We're not gonna take care of it.
Well, I know, it's the nation that's doing it. I just don't care for that.
I understand that. I just wanna make sure we kinda have our arms linked away in this process, Councilman.
Without seeing the other bids, I'm maybe getting out of my skis a little bit, but from what the one we saw was, and their proposal to do a short one, the decision is gonna be, need to be made on what we want to do to go forward with the process. Because if we're not talking about adding a little bit of money to it, if they're in the ballpark of the rest of them, the proposal we saw for the short one, the evaluation of it, they proposed to do for us and then see what it's gonna take to go ahead and complete it. If we had to do the whole thing exactly like they do in the 300, we would need $19 million to complete the entire 11,000 pages. So, or 11,000 documents. So, it's not a choice of adding some on. We're gonna have to evaluate the whole thing when we get them back. So I think at that point, their scoring and all that will kind of be helpful. But the decision will be made, need to be made by us on how we want to go forward on the project.
Council, good with it? Council, do you think that? We will see that package Wednesday.
If you all have reviewed a bid with one of the bidders?
Ma'am, you don't come into a wrong one.
Have you reviewed a bid with one of the bidders?
It was sent to us. Listen, is that bad?
Yes. I mean, we're trying to keep this at an arm's length.
Well, we're not making any decisions. So, you said you were disappointed that one of the bidders didn't come to us first. So why would it be a problem that one of them did?
Because the bid process, we're trying to make it fair, and the federal regs and OSHA regs, it has to be fair and equal competition. So you've already reviewed one bid with one bidder, then the other two bidders don't have that advantage, have the information you gave them, whatever information that was.
Well, I can assure you, ma'am, that there's nothing in there that would change us evaluating the rest of yours, and when it comes down to it, but there's no advantage here other than we all have a slight bit of knowledge on what it might turn out to be costing to do the whole project. We had a massive project we wanted to see what it was going to take to do, and we will find out from you how we can go about doing that.
Possibly find out.
Well,
we can always turn it down.
Yeah, what those bids will be.
I just believe that, I have to agree with Ms. Thomas that it does give the appearance that we have an unfair advantage with one of the people that might have submitted a request for proposal. So I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
But that's what I'm saying. If the bids have been opened in front of us or we've been part of it or participated in it, we wouldn't have any problem today. I mean, we're used to doing this. I mean, it's always been that way in the past that we've participated in any bid opening that we've ever had for anything. I'm sorry, but we were sovereign, the next, you know, tribe. We're not used to being like a little federal programs.
Yeah, equal it up, send us to others too at this point. I guess, I don't know what to do about that. I didn't request anything, so.
Thank you. We'll take care of this Wednesday.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll be there.
With that, we'll review our minute meetings. I have our committee reports on Wednesday. I'd love a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
No, and I have to recognize whose hand was that first.
Which meeting minutes are we going to review? Not listed here.
I think they're in our books, aren't they?
I didn't have anything in my book.
Last month's, wasn't it?
Last month, March.
And we're only under the assumption, I'll have that dedicated in print for you for the Wednesday's agenda and the review, but you have all of them anyway. And we're locking two sheets as of yesterday.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Does that take care of it?
Yes, it does.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilwoman Boone. No discussion, please call for the question.
Councilwoman Thomas?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilwoman Chisholm?
Yes.
Eat more rabbit.
Eat more rabbit.
Thank you all. Happy Easter. All of you.